There's a saying I love, we can't heal what we can't feel. So to heal, we got to start by feeling. Let's jump into the healer energy. And this one is actually, if you take my 7 energies quiz, I've had over 15,000 people take it. And this is the most common dominant energy, which was a bit surprising, but maybe I have a self-selecting audience of students that are naturally healers. Not really sure. So the healer is the part of us that wants to mend or fix something that's broken. It might be external healing, might be a nurse or a doctor or a natural healer or an energy healer, or it might be internal where I'm working on healing myself. But there's some kind of drive in you that wants to help others and or help yourself heal. So there's a healing drive. And then, of course, we have the deficient healer and the excessive healer. So the deficient healer maybe is somebody that avoids being vulnerable, avoids looking at pain, avoids the world because they don't want to absorb the pain of the world. There's a lot of empaths out there that just hide inside and listen to my meditations. Help me, David. I can't go outside. It's too dangerous. There's people with pain. I'm not laughing at you. I get it. I've been there. I've been in that energy. It's a real thing. So the deficient healer is somebody that shies away from their calling as a healer, shies away from healing themselves. And the excessive healer might be somebody that cannot stop people pleasing, can't stop fixing others, always puts everyone in front of themselves, and just needs to constantly fix or heal. Maybe it's even the activist. It's like, I'm going to fix the whole world, even if it means my own destruction. Maybe it's somebody who gets all of their validation from healing, helping, or pleasing others. That could be an excessive healer energy. So then what does it mean to find our balanced inner healer? So a balanced inner healer to me, and by the way, this is just my small piece of the pie with each of these. You can find so many more facets, share them with me, write comments. I'm just giving you my little piece here. But the healer, balanced healer for me, is that part of the part of us that could be present with feelings, present with pain, allow ourselves to heal and be vulnerable, allow other people's space to be themselves and heal, lend a hand and a healing energy when it's appropriate, and put up a boundary when it's not. So an excessive healer might never have a boundary up, and a deficient healer might always have a boundary up. Say, nobody come near me ever. The excessive healer is like giving, 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 you know, just walk all over me. Here's all my energy. I had a student once who was a professional energy healer and was in really bad physical health. And I asked her how she did her healings. And she said it was by absorbing everybody else's pain. And they left feeling better and she left feeling worse. But she got paid, I guess. Ouch. But that's what she did. So she was an excessive, unbalanced healer. And again, it doesn't have to be in your workspace. It could be at home, in your relationships, and in just your relationship with yourself. So how do we find that balanced healer? As I mentioned in the previous video, I have a free meditation series, 3 meditations to go with each one of these energies, excess, deficiency, and balance. Hopefully that helps you start finding what's really true for you and facing the parts of you that you haven't faced yet, perhaps, where, oh yeah, I do always want to people please because I want to be liked or loved, or I just don't want other people to throw their pain at me, so I try to fix them. There could be all sorts of dynamics. Or I've been healing from my natural potential as a healer. So don't be hiding from your potential as a healer. You hear me? All right. That is the healer in us. And send me a comment or question if you have anything popping up around this topic. I love to hear what you think. Depends what platform you're hearing this on, but I love you. I hope you heal if you need healing and or step into your healing potential. I'll see you in the next one where we're going to talk about the warrior energy.